Okay, Ian. We're here. How's our baby doing?
Not so good, Yubi. They've been laying on my lap the whole trip, and I've been brushing their lustrous hair gently. But I don't think it's working. The crying has stopped, but they're still so sullen and quiet.
Poor thing. If that hag has crushed our baby's heart for good, I swear I'm gonna...
Now, Yubi. I understand your sentiment, and I agree with it. But right now, our baby needs us. Our focus should all be on our baby, and not on her, no matter how evil she is.
You're right, Dean. Let's get our love inside, where we can lift their spirits up together. Can you lift our baby up towards me?
Of course. Our baby's not giving me any trouble. I don't even think we needed the blindfold or the gag.
You're probably right, but better safe than sorry. Come here, baby. I've got you. It's okay. I know your hands are tight, but I'll hang on to you. Ian, can you get the car door, please?
Of course.
Here you go, baby. Now, lift your feet. There are two steps in front of you.
That's wonderful, baby. You're doing great. I've got you from the other side. Don't you worry. Yubi and I aren't letting you go. Like that filthy, disgusting...
Ian. We're focusing on our baby, remember?
Oh, that's right. Sorry, Yubi. It's just so easy to get angry at that witch for what she did to our baby's heart and spirit.
You're right. But for now, you hang on to our baby when I get the front door.
Of course. There's no way I'm letting you go, baby. Yubi and I will always be here for you, like we always have been. And now even more so.
Ian. Set them down right there on the sofa.
Here you go, baby. Have a seat right there. There you go. Are you comfortable?
They just fell forward with their head resting on your waist. Oh, poor baby. It breaks my heart.
It's okay, baby. I've got you. Yubi and I both have you.
You're right. You are a precious one. Our one and only. You mean everything to us.
Everything. Do you understand, dear?
No reaction. Ian, this is worse than we thought.
Oh, look, Yubi. Our baby's eyes are so puffed up and watery.
Your beautiful, beautiful eyes. It pains me to see you like this. Baby. That's right. Look at me. We love you, okay? You're going to get through this.
That's right. We're your best friends. We've always been your best friends. We're here for you, like we always have been.
Even more than we always have been. Baby, we've always loved you. You know that.
We've always supported you and cared for you and tried to help you in everything.
But when that filthy hag tore your heart up like this, we knew we had to do more.
Yubi and I have taken matters into our own hands. You're our baby. You've always been our baby. And we're going to make sure it stays that way.
No, baby. You're not worthless. Don't say such things.
You're worth everything to us.
Ian and I have always been your best friends. But we discussed it. And we decided that we want to be more.
Yubi's right. You're our everything, baby. And now, we want to be your everything too.
We know that it may be a little weird for you. We grew up together. And we don't know if you ever thought about us in that way.
We've felt this way for a while. But we've always tried to respect what you wanted and helped you out in any way we could, hoping that you'd notice what we were doing. But, well, you were really, really dense.
Ian!
I'm sorry, Yubi, but it's true. You never saw how horrible those other girls were for you, and how wonderful we could be for you.
Ian's right, baby. You never realized that we've wanted to be more than friends for some time now. You always looked to other girls to fill that need in your life. But when that vicious tramp did this to you, we realized that we had to step in and save you.
We tied you up and took you for your own good. Because we love you. We couldn't stand to see you hurt anymore.
And we know we did the right thing, baby. When we tied you, you didn't struggle at all. We even had a plan to knock you out. We didn't need to do that.
You were so defeated by her and by life. You didn't care what happened to you. And that's not right.
All those girls that used you and hurt you were no good.
Yubi's right. You don't need them. You're much better off without them.
You help us.
And we're never letting our precious little baby ever get hurt again.
Oh, Kane. Look at that bush.
I think the whispering is helping, Yubi.
Is that right, baby? Do you like it when we do this?
Because we'll do whatever it takes to make you feel better. You're our baby.
never going to be hurt again by any girl that wants to take advantage of you. He won't allow it.
Because you're ours now. You're ours, and nobody else can have you.
And do you know why we're making you ours?
Because you're the most precious, loving, caring individual anybody could ever know.
You give your heart away so easily, and so endearingly sweet.
Others want to take advantage of that, but we never will. We want to nurture that, and watch it grow.
We even met because your heart broke for us, and wanted to help.
We were only 5 years old. Do you remember? There was an ice cream truck giving away free popsicles.
We were pumped in the crowd and dropped ours. We both wanted to cry.
Your heart broke when you saw us, and you offered us yours.
We thought you were the kindest person we'd ever met.
And remember when those bullies were picking on us when we were 12?
You stood up to challenge them, knowing you couldn't take them all on by yourself.
All you thought about was protecting us.
And so now, we want to protect you.
You were always so sweet and kind.
And thoughtful and loving.
And then you grew up.
And you became the most beautiful person we'd ever seen.
Aww, Yubi. Look at that bright shade of red.
I know. Not the cutest thing you've ever seen.
Yubi's right. You are the cutest thing we've ever seen.
Your eyes are magical.
I could get lost in the beauty of your eyes.
They pull me in and envelop me in a rapturous glory of your soul.
Your nose. What can I say about it except cute?
Innocent, right? The way it crinkles up when you smile. It's so incredibly cute.
And your smile. Every time you smile, it makes my heart flutter.
I always hope that you're smiling because of me.
And me.
And these adorably precious ears of yours. They make me want to nibble on your earlobes. And then continue kissing softly down your slender neck.
And those adorable ears are wrapped in your silken hair. I want so much to run my fingers through it slowly as I gently massage your head.
Your sounds of pleasure send shivers down our spine.
We always want to make you feel that way, baby.
You make me want to pull you close and hold your head to my chest like this, so I can pamper you and tell you how loved you are.
Don't pull them too far, Yubi. I want to embrace our baby too. We can both hold our love.
Doesn't it feel nice being between us as we hold you to our chest?
Are you beginning to see just how much you mean to us? Just how important you are?
You are the single most important thing in our lives.
We would give everything we had if it meant that we could have you.
You're bright and sweet.
Clever and funny.
Brave and true.
And oh, so shy around us.
As wonderful as you are, you have difficulty seeing it for yourself.
But that's okay. As long as we're here, we'll never stop reminding you.
And we will always be here.
No, baby. The ropes won't stay on much longer.
We just need to make sure you were going to give us enough time to let you know just how much you meant to us.
Just how special you are.
We couldn't have you running away.
And the gag wasn't to keep you from crying out for help. It was to keep you from telling us that we were wrong and you were worthless.
You were our greatest friend and our greatest treasure.
You are the love of our lives, and we're never going to let you forget it or let you get away from us ever again.
So, are you feeling better now, baby?
A little bit. Well, would this help to make it a lot?
And maybe this too?
Oh, Yubi. I didn't think he could possibly get any redder.
And that smile. I think that's the greatest smile I've ever seen.
Now that our baby knows just how valuable he is, and that he's going to be ours forever and ever, what do you think we should do about that filthy hag that tried to break our baby's heart?
Oh, baby, you're so kind and so forgiving.
Okay. We promise not to do anything to her. Well, at least not anything else.
Oh, nothing much. She's just gonna wake up tomorrow morning to find that her hair is gone.
Well, most of it anyway.
Don't worry about her anymore. You just come here, baby. And let me untie those ropes.
Now, we're going to take you into the bedroom and cuddle you on both sides until you fall asleep.
You've had a rough day. And you've got to be really tired by now.
But now you've got me and Yubi forever. Because we're never going to let you go. You can count on it.